Okay, we're starting here on the middle of Kuf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, about 9 lines down. Itamar, Itamar has a question. Katan, me'ematai mocher b'nichsei aviv. From when can he transact with his father's property? So we're talking about here about karka. We'll get to that later in today's daf and tomorrow's daf. Here we're talking about karka, not mitaltalin. But when does he have a right to transact within his father's possessions? The underlying assumption here is that the katan, even after he becomes a gadol, meaning that even after he reaches the age of bar mitzvah, even though for things like onshin and other items, he's considered a full-fledged gadol, nevertheless, when it comes to transactions, we say that he has to be of a higher standard, because we don't want him just willy-nilly transacting in the possessions that are basically his estate or the trust for him to help support him. So there is some threshold under which he may not transact. So what is that threshold? And that is a machlokas over here, because Rav Amar Rav Nachman ben 18 shana is 18 years old. Rav Huna bar Chinuna Amar Rav Nachman ben 20 shana from 20 years old. So one of them says, Rava, in the name of Rav Nachman, says that it's 18 years old. And Rav Huna bar Chinuna Amar Rav Nachman says it's from 20 years old. Now, the question about, is this solely with estate property that the question arises? Or what about his own property or things that he's acquired on his own possessions? Is he allowed to go ahead and sell them and buy them? So that actually the Rashbam discusses on tomorrow's daf. The Rashbam mentions that this only applies to Nechsei Aviv. This only applies to inherited property or property that gets through the estate. And that's what the question is about. His own property he can transact in his own possessions he can transact. Tosus over here quotes the Rashbam and then says that the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, even though the Rif says similar to what the Rashbam says here. Nevertheless, the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees and says that even in his own possessions, he is not permitted to transact under that age. And we assume that there's a blanket, a restriction from the Chachamim to protect his possessions that we don't allow him to transact. We'll see on the second half of today's daf that there are exceptions to this rule depending on his business acumen. If he has a proper business acumen, then he can transact. So now, Meitiv, Rabbi Zeiro, Zeiro asked, Maseh b'mnei Brak, this is the case that we had on yesterday's daf, Bechot shmachar nichsei aviv. He went ahead and he transacted in the estate, umate, and then he passed away. Ubo b'nei mishpacha, and then the yorshim or the family came, biruru, and they said, wait, lomar katan haya b'shat mita, that he was a katan and he wasn't permitted to transact in the estate, and therefore the transaction should be null and void. And then uvau b'shalu et Rabbi Kiva, so they come to Rabbi Kiva and say, what should we do here? Ma'u devodko. We don't have any edim that can testify on our behalf that he was a katan, but we want to actually exhume the body and see whether he was a katan or not. So on lehem, number one, yatem rashem lenavlo. Number one is you can't do that. It's asur for you to be menavel the body, to exhume the body just to find out if he's a katan. Ve'od, simanim asum lishanot achar mita. It's not going to help you anyway, because even if you have evidence that he's a katan, that doesn't necessarily mean he was a katan, because death can change what was otherwise simanim. He might have had simanim that he was a gadol, but when he died, somehow those simanim were removed or fell off, and now he looks like a katan, but that doesn't prove he was a katan when he passed away. So, Bishlama, the mandamar benchmanas rishana, according to one who says that 18 is the threshold, that makes sense. Hainu de ka'atu v'amrule, that's when they come along and say to him, ma'u levot ko. Then what about to check him? If you say that 20 is a threshold, kibod kulei my habi. What's the point of checking him? Even if he has no simanim, he still classifies a gadol. Why? We have a mission. Ben esrim shloi vish de sarot yavi raya shu ben esrim. That a child or an individual is no longer a child who is 20 years old, has yet to have simanim, then he has to bring a proof that he's 20, vusaris, and that he is isaris. We consider him to have lacked the simanim of reaching the age of puberty, and we assume that he will never reach the age of puberty, and therefore he becomes a gadol at the age of 20. Lo hil choletz v'lo miyabim. So he doesn't do chalitza and he doesn't do yibum, meaning that it's not necessary to do chalitza and yibum, because the only time you have to do chalitza and yibum, if there's an opportunity, lakim shem achiv, if he can actually procreate and be mekim, the name of his brother. But over here, since he's a saris and he can't do it, then there's nothing to talk about. So he doesn't have to do yibum, and since he can't do yibum, he doesn't have to do chalitza. So what do you see over here? That 20, if 20 is the threshold, then why are they even checking whether he's a katan or not? Even if he has no simanim, once he hits the age of 20, there's nothing to talk about. So the Gemara says, based on that, it sounds like that the 18-year-old should be the right threshold, and not the 20-year-old should be the threshold. Gemara says, well, lavi tamar la. Didn't we already say on this or discuss this and say that's qualified, which is, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak Amrav, v'hu shnodo bo simanei saris. Wait, there's two different things. You have simanei of Shtei Se'arot, Simanim of being a Gadol, those are reaching the age of purity, but there are also Simanim that are listed in the Gemara and Yevamot to becoming a Saris. So you have to have one of the other, meaning that you have to have either Simanim, for instance, that you reach puberty, Shtei Se'arot, or you have to have Simanim that you are Saris. If you have neither of those Simanim, the threshold of 20 will not help you. So what's going to happen then? We can see this from the Mishnah that we quoted, because it says, V'hu Hisris. I mean, that it says that he is a Saris. Shmamina, that means that he had Simani Saris. Not only is he 20 years old, but we also have Simanim, that he's a Saris, that he will never reach puberty, or he'll never reach or be able to procreate. So Mara says, V'chilon lo Simani Saris at Kama. So now, if he doesn't have Simani of puberty, he doesn't really have Shtei Se'arot, and he doesn't have Simani Saris, then what's the din? What's the din of this individual? How long do we wait till we classify him as a Gadol? They said, Ad Rov Shnotav, until he's passed the Rov, the majority of his years. Majority of his years would be, here it's classified as 36, because the years of a person, we say, the Psukim and Tehillim, right, Tzadi, the Timeshon Oten Ovehem Shivim Shana, 70 years is a normal life. So Rov of that knife is 36 years. After 36 years, he'll be classified as a Gadol, even if he has no Simanim of being a Gadol, and no Simanim of being a Saris, he'll be classified as a Gadol at that point in time. So again, over here, they wanted to check, because if he had no Simanim of Shtei Se'arot, and he was a Katan, even if he reached the age of 20, that does not make him a Gadol. They're checking the Simanim to say that he is a Gadol. If he doesn't have Simanim, then again, he won't get the classification as a Gadol until he reaches the age of 36, unless he has Simanei Saris. So that's how the Gemara answers. No, there's no proof from this, whether it's 18 or 20. Ki'ata l'kamei d'Rabbi Chiya. Used to come cases like this before Rabbi Chiya, someone who had yet to see the simanim of puberty. He used to say, kachish, if this individual is weak, I'm going to live right. Fatten him up, help make him healthy. V'ivre, if he came in healthy and fat, I'm going to let him lose weight, skinny him up. Sometimes simanim come because a person is skinny or weak. Sometimes they come when a person's overweight or healthy. So because of that, we say, before you make any decisions about this individual, whether they are a Saris, not a Saris, at least let them go through some physical changes in their body, because that might induce the simanim to come out. And we don't make any decisions until we've done at least some checking in this manner. Those are discusses on the previous Talmud about this story in Bnei Brak. We saw yesterday's daf that it may be that it's referring to the Lukuchot are making the claim, or it could be that the Yoshim are making the claim. Depends who's Mukzak on the property. If the Lukuchot are Mukzak on the property, then the Yoshim are making the claim. Or is it that the Yoshim are Mukzak on the property, then the Lukuchot are making the claim? So now, based on this Gemara, it sounds, from this Sogya, that it's in the hands of the Lukuchot, and that the Yoshim are coming to make the check. And that's why they're saying whether he's 18 or he's 20, why does the age make a difference? Because, is he a Katan or he's not a Katan? On the other hand, if it was in the hands of the Yoshim, and the Kuchot were trying to remove their property, then what do you have to do any Bedika? Of course he's a Gadol. He's a Gadol no matter what. We know that he's over the age of
20. The Rivam has a way to reconcile, to make it work according to both ways before. In the Gemara, if you'd like to see it, you can take a look in the Tosfot.
The Gemara continues with another question. Yibailu, toch zman, kilifnei zman, ukel achaz zman. Even once you reach the age of 18 or 20, what's the din of 18 and 20? Is 18 years old like less than 18 years old, or is 18 years old already considered a gadol and above 18 years old? You have to complete the 18th year, or even once you've entered the 18th year, that's enough. And the same thing with 20. Is 20 the threshold, and after that, you are considered older? Or do you have to complete the 20th year, and only once you reach the 21st year, will then it be classified as a gadol? So, Rava Amar Rav Nachman, toch zman, kilifnei zman. So Rav Avraham Nachman also, which is the last member, when the question about a katan, B'nechse Aviv, who said it was 20, here also he says, toch zman kilifnei zman, that the 20 years old is still classified as being younger and not qualified to transact on the property. On the other hand, Rava Bar Rav Shila Amar Rav Nachman, toch zman kalachar zman. That toch zman is like kalachar zman, meaning that's like afterwards, meaning that he's already considered of age and old enough to transact. Rava's statement was not explicit, but rather is inferred from a case. Right? The Haud Toch Zman, the Ozil, there was a person who was Toch Zman, was in his 20th year, and he came, Zabinich, saying he had transacted. But Atalik made the Rava, and he came with the case before Rava, because they wanted to back out of the Yoshim, they wanted to back out of the transaction. It's no good. This individual's sale is not a good sale. So, people who were saying, those that were looking thought, why is this? Why did Rava pass on this way? Because he classified this 20-year-old as being klif neizman, as being younger than 20. So if in his 20th year, he's still classified as below 20, and then he has a right to transact. And that wasn't the reason over there in that case. He saw this individual who did an extremely foolish thing. What he was doing is freeing slaves. So when he's freeing slaves, there's no benefit to him whatsoever. He's getting no compensation for it. He was doing something that made no sense. So if he's doing something that made no sense, we're going to say that even though he's reached the age of 20, we're just going to say that he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing. We're going to reverse the transaction because he's doing something that makes absolutely no sense right now. Now, the Gemara says, Sholech le Gidl bar Menashe, the Rabbah. So Gidl bar Menashe sends the Rabbah, Yilam Deinu Rabbeinu, Tinoket bat arbaes reshana v'yom echad. A young girl who's 14 years old in one day, Yodat Betiv Masamatan. She has business acumen, she understands what transactions and valuations are. Mao, what's the din if she transacts? Shalachle, im Yodat Betiv Masamatan, if she has this business acumen and she's understanding what she's doing, Mecha Mecha Umachra Umemkara Memkar. Her purchases are good purchases and her sales are good sales. Now obviously with purchases it's not going to matter because we know even younger than her will be purchases are good. We'll see that in a little bit. But really what we're focused on here is that her sales are a good sale. So where it says, Ulishach le tinok. Why don't they ask about a boy? Why are they asking about a girl? Why don't they ask about a boy? Where it says, Maisa shayo kochayo. That was just happened to be the case. So Ulishach le tinok bat 12 yom echad. Why don't they ask about a 12-year-old in one day? Why are you asking about 14 years old? They ask from the time that they already become a gadol. So when it says again, Maisa shayo kochayo. That was the case, and because that was the case, therefore they asked the question. But the relevance of the psak stands either way, that once a child reaches the age of being a gadol, I mean after the age of 13 for a boy, or after 12 for a girl, and she's a gadol, or he's a gadol, that case already, they enter a period of time between then and 20, or then and 18, depending on what shita we had from the previous amud, where if they have business acumen and they understand valuation, their transactions will be classified as good transactions. And then if we don't see that in them, then their transactions are not good until they reach the age of 20 or 18, until they cross over that point in time. But once you reach that point, and that's what the Rishbam points out over here, once you reach that level, our Gemara over here seems to be talking all about cases where he doesn't know Masamatan. But if you are less than 20, then you need this Chochma Yitera in order to transact in the father's possessions. But once you've reached over the age of 20, as long as you're not a complete shoteh and a complete fool, then we'll say the transactions go through. And that was that one case where Rava said that the child was a complete fool and he didn't let the transaction go through, even though he was over the age of 20. So the threshold, once you've crossed the threshold of 18 or 20, then your transactions are good, as long as you're not doing something that's completely and utterly foolish. He was transacting the father's estate, he was less than 20, Gidel Bar Menashe. Like, based on the premise of Gidel Bar Menashe, if someone is of sound mind and a good business acumen, that he can transact even under the age of 20. Atta the Kameh de Rava. So he came before Rava, Amr, for the case to see, he wanted to back out of the transaction. So Amr Le Krove, Zil Ochol Tamre. Go and eat dates in front of Rava, Veshad the Bekashita, and spit the pits on the floor right in front of him. I mean, do something that shows that you're like a shoteh, that you really don't, not a person not of sound mind necessarily. And, do this, Be Rava. Ovar Hochi did this, Amr Lehu, Zvine Lav Zvine. He says to the, Lekuchot, listen, what he did is not good, because this guy's a fool. And go ahead. You're going to go write a shtar to say to reverse the transactions. When they were going ahead and writing the shtar, the buyers came to him. Zil emalei the Rava. Go tell Rava Megillat Esther bezuza. You can buy a Megillat Esther, something significant. You can buy with a zuz. Shtar the Mar bezuza. And now they're charging me a zuz to get this contract written out or this psak bezdin that says that I can go and take the possessions back from the kuchot. So Azar Amalei. So he did that. He went to Rava and said this. Samalu, Zvine, Zvine. He says to the family, or he says to the Kuchot, all right, now the transaction went through. Samalei Krovei, the relatives come, the Kuchot, Agmaru. That he didn't know this. The Kuchot, the buyers, taught him this in order to get their property out. Samalu, Misavri Le Sova. Listen, he understands. The fact that he understands, Vekevin de Misavri Le Sova, Mido Yodo, that he's classified as knowing. And what about the case that he took the dates and spit it on for me? That's just a big chutzpah. It's not that he didn't understand. So what Rav is suggesting over here, that business acumen is not going to be determined simply by, you know, the ability to transact on their own, but if someone can understand what the difference in pricing or understand a value differential, here the Lukuchot explained it to him, and now that he's able to articulate what the Lukuchot explained to him, that shows that he understands. That's enough for understanding to classify him as being Yodea B'tiv Masa Matan, and therefore the transaction goes through. And the behavior that made him look like he was foolish, that behavior was simply a chutzpah. There wasn't a real indication that he was a shuter. Now, in the Rashbam's Girsa over here, you see in parentheses something that we skipped in the Gemara based on the Rashbam's Girsa, which is that Ha the Rav Alav Beferish Itmar Elam Chloli Itmar, that they have this whole case of Rav Alav Beferish Itmar Elam Chloli Itmar. There, the Rashbam wipes it out. He says that the whole case was brought here, as we explained, is to teach you like Gidol Bar Menashe, that what's the qualification of being Yodea B'tiv Masao Matan? Yodea B'tiv Masao Matan is even if he doesn't, he himself is not able to do it, but if someone could explain it to him and he understands, that's enough. That's the way the Rashbam explained it, and he eliminated the Girsa. Tosus, on the other hand, does not like that, and he wants to keep the Girsa here. Tosus is really dealing with an issue, which is that Rava, on the previous Amud, said that the threshold is 18 years old. Yet in the Gemara in Gitin, it seems that Rava says that the threshold is 20 years old. So you have to reconcile between Rava and here, who says it's 18, and Rava in the Gemara in Gitin, who says that he's 20 years old. So Tosus has a number of reconciliations on the Amud Aleph, on Kuf Neher and Hey Amud Aleph. But in the end, he says that some people have the Girsa flipped over here, and they say that Rava says 20, and that Huna Bar Chinina says 18 years old, and that will solve the problem. Then you won't have any problem with reconciling. There, Tosfos says, I don't like that. I don't like people flipped it, even though it makes the whole situation easier. I don't like it. Why? Because they're going to have to eliminate the Girsa on our Amud here. The Girsa that says right before this story about Pachad Ben Esrim, which says, the Rashbam eliminated the Girsa, says, V'had the Rav Allah B'Ferish Itmar Elam Echloli Itmar, that which the Rashbam eliminates, Tosfos says that that's in all the other Girsaot, it's in the old Sfarim, and we need to keep it there. Ah, why? Because it's teaching, and this case is teaching us Rav's opinion. Rav's opinion is that here, this individual is less than 20, but over the age of 18, and that's why his transaction went through. You can see in the brackets there that it says Avua Kigigdel Bar Menashe. That was added in to fix the Rashbam's gear set. The whole point of this story is to teach you about what's called Ma'ativ Masao Matan. But according to the way Tosfos read, is this to come and teach you how do we know that Rava really believes that 18 is the threshold and not 20 the threshold? That's from this case, because this case says someone who is under 20, and yet Rava said that the individual's transaction should go through. Why should they go through over here? Because he's over the age of 18, yet under the age of 20. Ah, the fact that he acted like a young child by spitting the pits out in front of him, so that was just a chutzpah yetero. But we see from the understanding that he had that he was over the age of 18, yet below the age of 20, and yet Rava says the transaction goes through. And so Tosfos believes that the fact that Rava's opinion is below 20, this is where we learn it from. We learn it from right over here, from this case that shows that his position is 18 and not 20, and therefore we can't say, switch the two opinions in the Gemara, that Rava should say 20 here to reconcile with Gitin. And therefore Tosfos has to use other methodologies, other answers to reconcile between Rava's opinion here of 18 and Rava's opinion in Gitin of being 20. Like for instance, having the Girsa in Gitin read Rabo instead of Rava, which resolves the stira, because now Rav over here says 18, and the opinion of 20 in the Gemara in Gittin is Rabo. Okay, we'll stop over here.